Okay, we left off in two words on Daf Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, Amar Rava. Okay, Amar Rava, Hilchasa Gevirta Ika Lamishma Mimin Haga Dehalila. Over here we have a very, very, very basic machlokas between the way Rashi and Tosos understand the sugya and the way the Rambam learned the sugya. Let's take Rashi and Tosos. What is Rava coming to teach us? What does it mean? Hilchasa Gevirta Ika Mishma Mimin Haga Dehalila. How many stages did Halal go through according to Rashi and the Rambam? Rashi and Tosfos. When did Halal begin? Who were the originators of saying Halal on the 18 days that Halal is said during the course of the year? Nevi'im HaRishonim. Okay, so we're dealing with something that began at the time of Nevi'im HaRishonim, and they had a certain way of saying Hallel, and then over the period of time it was changed because circumstances changed. What changed from the time of Nevi'im HaRishonim to the time of Rava? What existed in the time of Nevi'im HaRishonim that didn't exist on a large scale in the time of Rava? What group of people? That they were Enam Bekiyim. Namely, when the Nevi'im Rishonim set up Hallel, they set up Hallel on two tiers. They set up Hallel for the Bekiyim, and they set up Hallel for the Enam Bekiyim. By the time Ravas came around, Baruch Hashem, in Pumpedisa, there were no Enam Bekiyim. Everyone was a Baki. And so what they did was they created a Hallel that would give an echo, and that the Hallel would be an echo chamber of what was at the time of the Nevi'im HaRishonim. That's the Hilchasa Gevirta that's learned out from Hallel. So let's go back to the time of the Nevi'im HaRishonim. How was Hallel said in the time of the Nevi'im HaRishonim by the Bekiyim?
They spread the whole...
Right, there was a mitzvah, Ligmor et HaHallel, that everyone began Hallel and said Hallel, the Bekiyim began Hallel and said Hallel word for word from the beginning to the end. That was the Hallel of the Bekiyim. What was the Hallel of the Enam Bekiyim? What was the Hallel of the Enam Bekiyim? That you would have a Gadol Makri Esa Hallel, and what would they do? They would say Halukah, like the Baptists, right? They would just go Halukah, Halukah after every pasuk. They would, I don't know with the hands or not, but they would say Halukah after every pasuk. That's how the Enam Bekiyim said Halel. That's A. And then, in other words, and then we had the issue of, well, what if there wasn't a Baki around? What if there's only a kid who knew Hallel, or a woman who knew Hallel, etc., and that's the Mishnah, right? In other words, that it speaks about what did they do under those circumstances. And then, in addition to all of that, in the time of the Nevi'im HaRishonim, and this we see, again, in retrospect, it's sort of like, you know, it's they speak about now there are the echoes of the Big Bang that are floating around in space, and you could sort of recreate the Big Bang by working from the echoes. So from Rava's, the Minhag, in the time of Rava, we could see that they were also metakein for the Enam Bekiyim and the Bekiyim, that they would be onim miktsas, that there were certain things that even the Bekiyim would say, and that the Enam Bekiyim would say, that had nothing to do with Haluka. That, in other words, okay. So now, you know, it's given that in the time of Rava, everyone is a Baki, everyone is reading like the Ikar Takanas HaNeviim for the Bekiyim, they say everything. But from the Onim Miktsas of the Minhag of Rava, we could learn what was the Takana Rishona in all of its glory. That's the Hilchasa Gevirta. So in the time of Rava, aside from saying all of Hallel, how many additions were there, or how many exceptions to the rule were there in Hallel? Have a number? I get to more than that. So let's look, in other words, at what Rava says. Hilchasa gevira to ikla mishma mimin haga de halila. Firstly, who omer haluka? Who is the who? The shliach tzibur. Shliach tzibur would say haluka. Now again, in the time of the Nevi'im HaRishonim, it appears that there was no need when there were only bekiyim, there was no need for a shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur was basically there for the enam bekiyim to be able to answer haluka. However, we can see from the time of Rav, who omer the shliach tzibur haluka v'hein the entire tzibur omrim haluka. Mikan shemitzvah la'anos haluka. Namely, that even though the Bekiyim said all of Hallel, there was one word that they repeated after the Shliach Tzibur, and that was the first haluka. In other words, that the haluka generally was the refrain of the Einam Bekiyim, but the Bekiyim would Bekiyim would have a mini haluka. They had a mitzvah of saying haluka once at the beginning. Then it continues. Who omer halalu avdei Hashem? Back to the shliach tzibur. Vehein omrim haluka. That this was the second exception that the bekiyim said haluka. Mikan shim haya gadol makrioso ona acharav haluka. This would be the echo. It would bring the Einam Bekiyim back into the picture. That this was the refrain of the Einam Bekiyim. Third exception. Hu omer hodu Hashem, vehein omrim hodu Hashem. Why? Mikan shemitzvah la'anos Rashi Prakim. We're going to see a little later what the machlokes is between Rashi and Tosfos on the nature of Rashi Prakim. We already know from our Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis by the Na'anuim, that there was a concept of the prakim in Tehillim as being recognized. That's where you do the Na'anuim Tchila V'Sof. And so over here also the Rashi Prakim served as a refrain. And so in terms of the Hodul Hashem, that was the beginning of a perik in Tehillim. So they entered this was again back to the time of the original Takana, the Einam Bekiyim. Aside from using the refrain of Haluka, would also have a refrain of Rashi Prakim. Idmar Nami Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava Mitzvah Lanos Rashi Prakim. Then the minute time of Rava, who Amar Ana Hashem Hoshiana Vehein Omrim Ana Hashem Hoshiana. In other words, why do they do this repetition? Mikan Shem Hayakatan Makrioso Onim Acharav Mashihu Omer. This would be the echo of our Mishnah, that if a person didn't have a Godol Makri but a Katan Makri, then there wouldn't be only a refrain. There would have to be a word for word repetition. Hu omer ana Hashem Hatzlichana, hein omer ana Hashem Hatzlichana, mikan shim ba lichpal kofel. This teaches us a general principle that the psukim lend themselves to be doubled. And if the minhag is to double, then one has that doubling. And finally, hu omer baruch haba vehein omrim b'shem Hashem, mikan l'shamei kona. This will deal with on its own. Okay, so what happened to this minhag? What happened to this minhag of Rava? What does Tosfos point out?
Just a minute, everyone was able to do.
It was.
I mean, it doesn't really provide a reason when he says kind of figures out.
It's a minhag, so
it was a universal minhag, according to Tosfos, or a local minhag? How does Tosfos begin?
Yeah,
it was a local minhag. Namely, even in the time of Rava, there were a lot of minhagim. Rava was telling us, my minhag, the minhag in our town, is really a very, very special level of minhag, because it gives us an echo of what was the original Takanas HaNeviim that we could learn out from our minhag, from all these exceptions we could read back into what was the halal at the time of the Neviim. And therefore, umasha ein anu nohagim achshav rasos came points out Tosfos, mishum de minhaga kari lei vehecha de lo nohug lo nohug. We're not living in the town of Rava. This was not the minhag. What? Mechosa, yes. We're not living in the town of Rava, and therefore this minhag simply has gone by the wayside. That's the way Tosfos understand. So basically, he also learned Kidapirish Rashi, that we had over here two stages of Hallel, the original Hallel of the Nevi'im HaRishonim, where there was a two-tiered Hallel of the Bikiyim and the Be'inam Bikiyim. And then, by the time of Rava, we moved over to a one-tier, but that one-tier contained echoes of the two tiers. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. In what way does the Rambam disagree? With this approach. The Rambam quotes our entire sugya in Halachos Yud Beis and Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. And how does he, what's his epilogue?
He thinks that it's best to do with the minute.
In other words, but more than that, what, in other words, how many stages did Hallel go through according to the Rambam? How many tiers were there in Hallel? Look in the third line of Halacha Yud Dalet.
Meaning that minhag HaRishon, meaning that this minhag of Rava is the minhag of the Nevi'im?
Nachon. V'zeh haya minhag HaRishon uba ro'i lelech. Namely, what the Rambam is saying is that we did, not like Rashi and Tosfos, that there were two stages. Originally you had Bikiyim and Eino Bikiyim, and that was the Hallel of the Nevi'im. And then it moved over to a Hallel of the Bikiyim with echoes of the original minhag. No, the Rambam says, zeh haya, that which our Gemara brings on over here, that the that we have minhaga dehalila zehaya minhag harishon. This was the original minhag. This was the takanas hanaviim, and therefore ubo ro'i lelech. In other words, had it been in the Rambam's hands, he would have gone back to it. Just what can he do? I can't turn back the clock. That Hallel has been corrupted. But this was the original Hallel. Namely, according to the Rambam, in the original Hallel, there were no such thing as two tiers of Bikiyim and Einam Bikiyim. There's no difference between the time of the original Takana and the Minhag of Rava, but rather, how did even the Bikiyim say Hallel in the time, according to the Rambam? Like this. Namely, that you would have a Gadol Makri, and the Bikiyim would answer Haluka. This was the Minhag of that's the Rambam reads. Minhag Kriyas Hallel B'Yimei Chachamim HaRishonim Kachaya. Chachamim HaRishonim doesn't mean the time of Rava. Chachamim HaRishonim is the Nevi'im HaRishonim, because that's the Rambam ends. Zehaya Minhag HaRishon. That you would have a Gadol HaMakri Es HaHalel, and everyone would respond. The only thing is that, you know, generally they responded after every Pasuk, but the first time that the Shliach Tzibur said Haluka, they would respond on that Haluka alone. And then when you got to the Rosh HaPrakim, they would respond the Rosh HaPrakim. And then when you got to Ana Hashem Hoshiana, then they would then they would respond as we find in the Gemara. And the only time that we would have a different situation, according to the Rambam, was Imhaya Hamakri Katan O Eved O Isha. Then, no alternative. We can't have the whole previous set of their only saying refrains. They had to say the entire Hallel. Okay, so we have two worlds. We have the world of Rashi and Tosfos, where you had an original Takonas HaRishonim, where the Gedolim, where the Bikiyim said Hallel in one way and the Einam Bikiyim in another way. And only in the time of Rava do we have like one minhag of the Bikiyim with small doses of echoes of the Einam Bikiyim. But really, according to the Rashi and Tosfos, everyone is saying, like nowadays, everyone is basically saying all of Hallel. Well, according to the Rambam, we never have such a stage that everyone says all of Hallel unless we're dealing with an Eino Baki. The Einam Bikiyim, I'm sorry, unless we're dealing with a Katan HaMakri. When you're dealing with a Katan HaMakri, then you have people saying all of Hallel. But if we're not dealing with a Katan HaMakri, we don't have people saying all of Hallel. So it's clear that what we find over here by Hallel is that that there is a communal aspect to Hallel. According to the Rambam, that's the only aspect. That's what was meant to be, even for the Bikiyim, that there would be a Shliach Tzibur and everyone would say refrains. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, at least for the Einam Bekiyim, you had this communal aspect of Hallel. That's point number one. Point number two is the second Tosfos. Hu Omer Haluka. What is Tosfos? What issue Tosfos raise? That the Minhag of Rava begins a sentence too late. Where should the Minhag of Rava begun? With the bracha. What happened? Who said the bracha? Who says the bracha or in time of Rava, time of Nevi Marishonim? Who says the bracha? Only the Makri, the entire Tzibur. And so over here, what is Tosfos' conclusion? That everyone says the bracha together, both the Shliach Tzibur, who is Motzi, the Einam Bekiyim, and everyone who's saying his own Hallel, they all say the bracha together. But what problem does that? What slight problem does that raise within Tosfos? In other words, according to the minhag, the shliach tzibur first says haluka, and only the am says haluka. So there's a slight hefsek between the am's saying halel and their own bracha. So Tosa says, ain't lochish bekach. That's sof kol sof. They're asukim ba'oso inyan. The shliach tzibur is saying haluka. There's no reason for us to worry over here about a hefsek, as opposed to Tosfos, who according to the Rambam says the bracha. Only the shliach tzibur, right? Achar shemivarech hagodol shemakri es hahalel maskil lomar haluka. That this is lushita. So that even for the bekiyim, there was this communal aspect that the halal was being stated by the makri. That even the bekiyim only answered haluka, and therefore only the shliach tzibur is the one who is mivarech. What is our minhag? Right, so the Chazan says that, and then he begins his Hallel, and then we say the bracha, begin our Hallel. Namely, it's basically like Tosfos, just we've solved the problem of Hefsek. We don't say the bracha with the Shliach Tzibur, and then wait for him to say Haluka, and then we say Haluka. He says his bracha and already begins Hallel, and we say our bracha, and we begin our Hallel.
Are Balich feel a makbid about that?
Excuse me?
Are Balich feel a makbid to start the psukim right away? They wait for the call.
There's no reason for them to wait. They said abroad, you say Birkas HaMitzvah, you should go right into the mitzvah. They have to make a cheshbon. That's how our minhag, took Tosfos and took away the issue that Tosfos raised. Tosfos had raised the issue for the tzibur, so he solved it. Our minhag solves the problem for the tzibur, the shliach tzibur. Now he has a mini issue, but he can solve it very easily. He'll just simply say haluka, just begin right away. Okay. You're correct. I mean, it's l'chora. This is something that people should be aware of. Okay. So this is what we have in Hallel. In Hallel, we have a machlokes between the Rambam and Minhag Ashkenaz. Who says the bracha? Everything is l'shitatam. Since according to the Rambam, all of Hallel is basically this communal Hallel. It's all this chazar sashatz. It's all being done by the Sheikh tzibur. The tzibur, even the bekiyim, are only saying haluka. It makes sense. And according to us, that everyone is saying Hallel, our minhag seems to make sense. But the question is, what's the din b'chol haTorah kula? What's the din b'chol haTorah kula when you have a whole community doing a mitzvah simultaneously? How many brachos are made? Yes?
Can I take a step back?
Yeah.
It was in the Rambam that I saw, and then actually I have the print of my Gemara also, the Girsa was Omrim Baruch Haba, which is not what's on the photocopy. So is just a Girsa issue that I read from Rambam with a bad Girsa?
That your Rambam is a bad Girsa.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's just a mistake. I think it's a typo.
Well, there is, because it's both in like this Gemara has like four on the bottom, but I also the Rambam I pull off the shelf. Not the Frank
one of the Rambams, the Frank Baruch Haba, and then Baruch Haba again.
Oh, okay. This side there. Okay. So anyway, the Franco Rama has corrected it to be the parallel Tower Gemara. So what's the halacha when you have in the morning you have everyone putting on their Talis Gadol simultaneously, assuming that you would have such a congregation, everyone would come on time, everyone put on their Talis Gadol simultaneously. How does the bracha work? What does the Mechaber say? Mechaber says, Im Shnayim al Shlosha Misatim v'Talis Ka'achas Kulam Mevarchim. It's better that everyone say their own bracha. However, Im Ratzu Echad Mevarech V'Acherim Yanu Amen. In other words, that there is this option, but the ideal is that everyone should make his own bracha. On this mechaber, everyone goes ballistic. Everyone, meaning Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gra and the Mishnah Brura. What does the Gra point out? Mashma mi devarav di yoser nachon shihei kol echem mevracha atzmo. And in one word, the Gra pulls the rug out from underneath the mechaber. Velesa. That's not true. The dafka echad mevarach kulam lechatchila, and he quotes a Gemara in Perek Ches de Brachos, a Gemara that we are aware of. That you're dealing with the Beis Medrash, and it's time for Havdalah. So Beis Hillel says that one person should make Havdalah and everyone else should answer because of a Rov Am Hadras Melech. But this even precedes Beis Hillel, v'hu l'chein lashon ha-tosefta. What's the tosefta? So I quoted the tosefta, asara hayu osim eser mitzvos kol echad v'echad mevarach li'atzmo. But if you have asara shayu osim kulan mitzvah achas, echad mevarach kulan. And this also is the Mishnah Brura, that points out that the emes adarab l'chatchila yoser tov she'echad yevarach v'yotzi es'acherim Rovam Hadras Melech, and similarly the Mishnah Brura and Siman Reisha Gimel Kosva Poskim Kama Nashim Osim Mitzvah Achas Mitzvah Lechatchila Echad Yivarech Lekulam Rovam Hadras Melech, etc. Why in the world is our minhag not like the MS? So what does the Mishnah Brura point out? Who is Matzdik our minhag?
Not able to have the kavanah.
The Chayyadam says that this is very, very similar to the world of Zimun, that the original Zimun was that one person would say all of Birkas HaMazon and everyone would concentrate and answer Amen. And that's the way the those who keep Minhag Agrua still do. But for the world, this all fell off because, in other words, the issue of concentrating is not due to the internet or smartphones, etc. In other words, there was always a problem of concentration. People's minds would wander, and therefore, everyone should make his own bracha. Even then, people's minds wander, but at least it's their problem, their individual problem, or it's something that can be dealt with. But that's the reason that we don't do what we feel that we should do. But what I'd like to do is try to understand, well, what did the Mechaber think to himself? Where did the Mechaber get this from?
Friends were like very good concentrators.
No, but the Mechaber says it's better for everyone to say on its own, and imratzu they one can say for everyone. In other words, lechora, what the Gra and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah point out is that that's not the Gemara, that's not the Tosefta. Where did the Mechaber come from? Yes. Okay. So looking at Tosefta. The Tosefta has a Reisha and a Seifa. We've been concentrating on the Seifa of the Tosefta. That Hayu Osin Kulan Mitzvah Achas Echad Mevarach LeKulan. But there's also a Reisha. Asara Hayu Osin Eser Mitzvos Kol Echad Mevarach LeAtzmo. How did the Or Zeruah learn this Tosefta? What's the Hechetimtza?
Meaning if they do the same mitzvah, but
not the Or Zeruah. That we have 10 different mitzvahs being performed by 10 different people. Right? He gives ze lovesh tefillin, ze misatef mitzitzis, ze kovei mezuzah, ze shochet, ze maaser, ze torim, ze mohel, ze pode bino, ze madlik ner Chanukah, and ze madlik ner Shabbos.
What day is it that they have all this common
events? On Erev Shabbos. Right before Shkia, Erev Shabbos, everyone is doing his own thing. Right? You have this Jewish, these ten Jews in a room. Each of them is doing his own mitzvah. And the Sefta tells us, is mechadish to us, everyone makes his own bracha. No, if you had not had the Tosefta, what would you have thought?
They're not making the same bracha anyway.
So Vadadeo each makes his own bracha, no? Isn't that obvious? You need a Tosefta to teach you that if you have 10 people, each of them doing his own mitzvah, that each of them makes their own. What do we expect? That one of them should make a bracha on Pidyon HaBen and be Motzi, the person being Maduk near Chanukah? I mean, you know, it's my father, Zechono Livracha, was a rav in a community during the. He was a chaplain during World War II, but he was a rav in the community also during the Korean War. And one of the congregants was a doctor. And who was stationed in Korea, and he wrote to my father that there was a soldier whose wife gave birth, a Jewish soldier, and his wife gave birth to a Jewish baby, and he was asked. He's a doctor. He was asked to do the bris mila. So he said, I know how to do. I'm a doctor. I can do a bris mila, but I didn't know what bracha to say. So I said a motzi, and I did the bris mila. That was the only bracha he knew by heart. So he wanted to know when that was okay. You know, so what? I mean, you need a tosefta to say you can't make a motzi and a bris mila. Isn't that something which is obvious?
So
we have a gemara later on that those of us who are doing the daf a day, right, daf a week. So we have a gemara that there is such a daya of the Tanakama. Hayu lefan of mitzvos harbe amar baruch asher kiddushan mitzvosav v'tzivanu al hamitzvos. We have a generic bracha al hamitzvos, and so maybe that was the havamina of the Tosefta. But in our case, when all 10 are doing the same mitzvah, then echad mevarech kulam. This is the raya of the Gro, etc. I photostated for you because it's not to the best of my knowledge in the Bar Ilan. Professor Lieberman. Has a perush on the Tosefta called Tosefta Keshuta, in which he brings sources that are not found anywhere else, but they're good sources. So he brought this Rav Asher Rav Chaim Talmud HaRashba, who is not quoted by the Rashba. He points out that the Chida quotes it, and Sefer Pardes Ksaviyad. I have no idea what Sefer Pardes Ksaviyad is. It's not the classic Sefer Pardes that we have of the Talmidim of Rashi, because this is the Talmud of the Rashba. That he was bothered so much by this Reisha that he reinterpreted the entire Tosefta. The Reisha can't mean that you have 10 people doing 10 mitzvos and Chazal tell us each of them make their own bracha. That's obvious. But what is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? What does it mean 10 people doing 10 mitzvos? Everyone is doing his own mitzvah, but the same mitzvah. Everyone is putting on tefillin. Everyone is lighting Hanukkah candles. Everyone is doing a bris mila. You have 10 people getting married simultaneously. What is the halacha then when 10 people do a mitzvah simultaneously? What is this telling us? Everyone should make their own bracha. This is the mechaber. Namely, it's not that the mechaber has to answer. What does he do with the Tosefta? The Tosefta, according to the Rashba, is a raya to the mechaber. So, what then does the Tosefta mean when it says that you have 10 people doing one mitzvah? That echad mevarech lekulam.
They have a really big mezuzah to put up, and they're all doing it together. They're all holding.
Right. It's like the jokes of how many Jews does it take, you know, to change a light bulb? In other words, I was going to say to somebody else, but then I, you know, it's on Why You Torah, I can get arrested going to that country. That you have a shutvus of individuals. You have 10 people building a ma'akeh. You have 10 people putting up a mezuzah. This one's holding the mezuzah. This one is holding the hammer, and this one's holding the nail. And this one, in other words, and this one's holding the person holding the nail. In other words, I don't know. You have to figure out how you can have 10 people putting on a mezuzah. But Mela, you have 10 people doing one mitzvah. Then you have echad mevarech lekulam, right? One, they can choose one of them. It's like you have 10 people. It'll be a little harder to think of mitzvahs that are done by a group, but you could think of, let's say, in terms of.
Can we understand Kriyas HaTorah that way?
Just a minute. What does, we'll come to that in a minute. What is included by the Talmud of the Rashba in this group? Not only mezuzah and ma'akeh, but halel. When you have 10 people saying halel, that's not like 10 people putting on tefillin. It's not like 10 people who are being madlik near Chanukah. 10 people saying Hallel is what, according to the Talmud of the Rashba? It's a communal mitzvah. It's a communal mitzvah. Namely, that this Tosefta, according to the Rashba, this is the makor of the Mechaber and the makor of the Rambam. This is Minhag Sfard. This is Minhag Sfard that only the Shliach Tzibur says the Hallel, says the bracha on Hallel. You have 10 people doing one mitzvah, they're creating a community that only one says. Namely, that now we have a problem. In other words, why in the world should our minhag be that everyone says the bracha on Hallel? According to the Gra and the Mishnah Brura, what do you mean? Do you have 10 people doing a mitzvah simultaneously? Rovam Hadras Melech. And according to the Talmud of the Rashba and the Rambam and the Machaber, this is a communal mitzvah. So ech shelo yeh, no matter how you learn the Tosefta, our minhag is very, very difficult. You know, so to say that simply that people can't concentrate on the bracha of a shliach, it's very hard because kiddush lechora we do berovam hadras melech. One person says kiddush, the bracha on kiddush is longer than the bracha on Hallel. So our minhag, so what comes out is that even though we're so comfortable with our minhag of everyone saying a bracha on Hallel, that meant it's very problematic according to all sides. No matter how you learn the Tosefta, our minhag is difficult. Now what Binayahu is mentioning is, why stop at Hallel? Maybe there are other mitzvahs that are also communal mitzvahs, like maybe Kriyas HaTorah could be viewed in this manner, and that would explain, in other words, why you have one bracha for the community. You have but on the other hand, Sfiras HaOmer could also perhaps be viewed as a communal mitzvah. Sfartem Lachem.
But don't we say that Drabon Sfira is not like is not responsible?
But Midrabon, everyone has to count his own Sfira. Mm-hmm. But how many brachos should you have? Why not have one bracha and Rov Ham Hadras Melech, and then everyone will count Sfira together after the one bracha, the same way that, you know, words that we have.
If we hold light, there's something off on the Rambam.
So I'm saying that you know what the Tosefta does is it puts things very much in focus on one hand. On the other hand, our nohag doesn't fit in, is nishtahin nishtaher, really doesn't fit one way or the other. But it certainly gives a very, very strong basis. Even though again the Tosefta Kipshuta, it doesn't go into the Mechaber and the Rambam, etc. But you know, this does stem from this perush of the Tosefta. It's doubly hard to find. A, that most yeshivas don't have a Tosefta Kipshuta, including our own Beis Medrash, and B, in the Tosefta of Lieberman, I think that this is like Mishnah. Tosefta Perek Vav Tesvav, not Chav. So it's just hard to find. But once it's found, it's very, very Lechora, very, very powerful in terms of seeing two ways of learning the same source.
What about benching?
We're going to come to that in a moment. That's in other words, two moments, okay? When we get to Shemei Kohanet, if it's okay. Yes?
So why would Tosfos then say that?
This is a problem. I don't have an answer. The Tosfos is simply saying that this is our minhag. This is our minhag. But your question on Tosfos is the question that the Mishnah Brura himself raises. That if really it's adif, right? The Mishnah Brura in Reish Yud Gimel. If kasu aposkim kama nashim osim mitzvah achas mitzvah lechatchila she'echad mevarach lekulam de berov am hadras melech, right? So why be'emet? You know, it's the Mishmur says, "Ach lo nahagu achshav kein, lo nahagu kein." The efshar mishum de'ena kol bekim liskaving lotzei solahotzi.
We really have, two separate machlokos here. So Tosfos doesn't have to pick one side; he doesn't have to stay on the same side of the fence. Tosfos can say, like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, he can literally accept it the way that the Rashba did. And he can still say, but Hallel and Hallel. He doesn't have to learn like the
problem is that you're doing cross-culture Pollinization. In other words, that how did we have the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is our repository of Piskei HaTosfos. The way the Or Zeruah learned the Tosefta is the classic way of learning the Tosefta. That's the way it was learned, you know, where it's in Ashkenaz. That's the way the Gra learned the Tosefta. That's the way Mishneh Berurah learned the Tosefta. The Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Prima Gaon, they all learned the Tosefta in this manner. This, in other words, the Rashba, Chachmei Sfarad, brings up another, so that would help us to understand the Machaber and a Rambam. It would not necessarily help us, and we don't find this Perush anywhere in any of Rishonei Ashkenaz. So Rishonei Ashkenaz dealt with the Tosefta in terms of, they had a problem with the Reish of the Tosefta, Pshita. And so, you know, we can give an answer of, we have a Gemara in Daf Mem Vav that perhaps would be the Havamina. But it's very hard to use the Rav Asher, Rav Chaim, Talmud HaRashba as a source for Tosfos.
But I'm saying Tosfos is the source for Tosfos. Tosfos is the Ashkenazic region who holds like this, who doesn't get it from the Rashba. But this is Tosfos is 200 years earlier.
Tosfos is writing what our minhag is.
Right. So I'm saying, how does Tosfos understand the myth? How does Tosfos justify that? What I'm saying, he also had the same idea that
Rashba had. Everyone agrees that there is a din of one person being motzi others, and everyone agrees there is a concept of everyone saying the bracha. The question is, what's the adifut? Mm-hmm. And so our issue, the issue that Mishneh Berurah deals with, is that if according to the world of Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Tosefta, the way they understood it, the adifut is Rova Madras Melech, why don't we find that more common in our practice? Why don't we find that, in the world of Hala? Why don't we find that in the world of Sfiras HaOmer? Why don't we find that in the world of when people put on Talei Sima, v'chulei? Why do we find in the morning that in Ashkenazim everyone says his own set of Birkas HaShachar and just doesn't listen to the Shliach Tzibur and answer Amen? Why? In other words, isn't that better, Baruch Ham Hadras Melech, of being Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? And so, you know, so that's a problem. It's a problem. You know, it's the Chayadam is the one who offers, you know, the issue of the Kavan of the Motzi. I don't have, you know, you can have a problem. But the problem is not that one is right and one is wrong. The question is, what's better? Why don't we do that which is better?
That's what I'm saying. I think we could learn our Tosfos as a Ashkenazi Rishon arguing that this is better.
But what source would Tosfos have if he doesn't have the Tosefta according to the Talmud of the Rashba? In other words, the Tosefta is, as the Or Zeruah writes, that's Tosfos. We don't know, you know what, you can't, you have to have some source. We have a Gemara in Brachos Rovam Hadras Melech. We have a Tosefta that according to the classic way of learning says that Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. On what basis would you find a Tosfos?
I don't think Tosfos must have a Shita.
Or, you know, it's dealing on the level of Minhag. Tosfos uses the word Shem, in other words, V'shema kula mevarchim yachad.
But Tosfos isn't interested in this question. Tosfos doesn't talk about Rovam Hadras Melech. He doesn't see this as an issue.
So, okay, it's a question of why. Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. We have an answer. I don't think it's so crazy to plug in the answer to Tosfos.
Okay, I hear the Seder. In other words, from a conceptual perspective, I agree with you. As a historian, I find it very, very difficult. I still have Arya's question on the table, but before we get to that, in the order of the Gemara, we have this world of Rashi Prakim. How does Rashi learn the concept of Rashi Prakim? We have Prakim, okay? We have Pirkei Tehillim. Whenever you get to the beginning of a perek, according to Rashi, what do? The Shliach Tzibur reads the first pasuk, and then everyone else repeats it. When we get to the second pasuk, what do we move over to? According to Rashi, in the world of the Enam Bekiyim, Haluka, and nowadays nothing, right? In other words, nowadays nothing. According to Tosfos, in the original Takonas HaNeviim, how would they say the Perek, the Enam Bekiyim?
They repeat the first line.
They'd always repeat the first pasuk of the perek. They, in other words, "B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim." That would be the refrain. "B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim." "B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim." In other words, that when Rashi says "Haluka, Haluka, Haluka," according to Tosfos, you'd have "B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim." What's the machlokas? What's the machlokas as to?
Well, Right, because the example of the Gemara was on the first parak when.
Right. So
haluka. So that's the right word for the first parak. So is that always the right word, or is it just
the Seder
example?
But what would that, in other words, what's Tosus is, what would be the svara of Tosus that we would switch the refrain from parak to parak? Again, we're dealing basically with the Einam Bekiyam. With the Einam Bekiyam, they're listening. They're being yotze with the reading of the Shliach Tzibur. The Gadol is Makri, and the question is, but they have to say a refrain. According to Tosus, that the refrain changes from Perek to Perek.
So the two examples of the Gemara that refer to Rosh HaPrati are not the Haluka. The Hodol Hashem, and Amash HaMashiach.
Okay, you're pointing out that you know, but why according to Rashi would this be only the first time, and then you move to Haluka, and according to Tosus you say it the entire time. What's the function of the refrain according to Tosfos? What does the refrain do? What does it accomplish? Why don't they simply stand quietly and listen to the Gadol, which we'll see later on is an option of Shemiah Kohen? But why, in other words, why l'chatchilu do they say refrain? What's the refrain going to accomplish according to Tosfos?
Is that they're saying?
Excellent. It's as though there's, so in order for the refrain to make it as though they are saying, what condition do we have to have in the refrain?
Something similar to.
It has to be the content of that which is being said. Every parak has its own content, and therefore the refrain, which is going to make it, which is going to be mitzaref, the listener, to the amira, that's as though the listener is saying it, that refrain has to be contextual. Has to be, and so you're going to have one refrain for the first parak, a second refrain for the second parak, a third refrain for the third parak, etc. Rashi disagrees. Now, Rashi could disagree on two planes. What two planes could Rashi disagree? Maybe he could agree ekroni, but.
I think that this does a trick. You think that this is saying haluka works.
Right, that haluka is like the O type, it's the universal donor. Haluka relates to every parak of Hallel. In other words, that he agrees with Tosis, you need a refrain which is going to be contextual, but Haluka is always contextual. It's the overall. Right? Or, maybe, we can take it one step further, maybe Rashi disagrees. No. The refrain isn't to link you to the Amira. It's not the refrain as though you're saying, but rather, what is the function, according to Rashi, of Haluka? When would a person say Haluka, Haluka? Excellent. Similar to what other phrase that we have as a stamp of approval?
Amen.
Amen. Right. That according to Rashi, what Amen is to a bracha, haluka is to a shevach. That there is a halacha that when you hear a bracha, you're supposed to answer Amen. That's supposed to be your reaction. A reaction of a Jew to a bracha is Amen. A reaction of a Jew to a shevach is haluka. Right? In other words, that we're dealing over here in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the reaction to a bracha? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Yolam Va'ed. Because the bracha had a shem in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you had to respond, and so the response would be to what is being said, but not as a linkage, but rather as a response. Those are two options that I'm aware of within Rashi. You know, it's that either Rashi agrees with Tosos that ekroni, we need the contextual connection, but according to Rashi, haluka always has a contextual connection. Or according to Rashi, we will view haluka as the amen of shevach. Do we see that anywhere else? That we have a shevach? Where do we have? We don't normally. This is the only place where we have a mitzvah of shevach. Hallel. In other words,
I mean, you'd think I would intuit that it would come up in the Beis HaMikdash and the Shir of the Levim. Like, if this was a thing, then people should be running around saying haluka haluka while the Levim are singing Shira.
Maybe.
I mean, you can
but
say.
Is there a makor for that anywhere? Is that?
We could say it to, let's say one of the halalukas would say to be Zimra. You know, what is it, the last one? Each one ends with
Haluka. Could be, but that's the way it ends in Tehillim.
Right.
And what's it, that's
but it could be a representation of.
Could be very, very. It could be. It's possible. The in other words, it's known that Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach paskin that it, when a an ovel is sitting shiva and someone says Hamakom Yenachem Oscha B'Soch Shar Velitzim Yerushalayim, what's the ovel supposed to do? Say Amen. In other words, that there was a bracha Hamakom Yenachem. That's a bracha. So when you hear a bracha, it doesn't have to be a bracha Baruch Ata Hashem. Hamakom Yenachem is also a bracha. The response to a bracha should always be Amen. So if someone were to say, in other words, I love God, you know, so maybe you, Hallelujah, say there. Okay, so I don't know. It's an open question.
Is it also possible?
Yeah.
That Rashi and Tosas are disagreeing on the capabilities of a baki, of a non-baki, that maybe for Tosas, of course, they can know what to say for each paragraph.
Yeah, you could say that.
Just give them one thing to say, and we'll get it right.
It could be. It could be just a question of. Technically, what can we expect from the Enobaki? That's pretty much where that segues into Shamei Ka'one. Okay, so the final echo of the minhag of Halal of Rava to the Takanas and the Viyim is when the Shliach Tzibur says Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem or Baruch Haba. I'm sorry. So then everyone responds B'Shem Hashem. That teaches us that at the time of the Nevi'im, there were those individuals who would be Yotzei Havel via Shomea Ka'one, without any refrain, without any Rashi Prakim, without any Haluka, etc. How does Rashi set this up? Who had this tremendous privilege of being able to be Yotzei Havel via Shomea Ka'one? Rashi says two groups of people. Who are the two groups of people? Look at Rashi. Baruch haba somchan alav eno lo atevos atzma lo haluka mikan nilmad le'eno yodeh lo likros velo la'anos. If we're dealing with such an eno baki, such an amaretz who can't even remember to say haluka, then we tell him, okay, you be quiet, just listen. Then that person imshama v'kiven libo l'shmoa aval pishelo anayotza. That's category number one. Category number one is a person who is incapable physically of saying hallelujah. Category number two, someone who can't, according to what standard? Halacha. Halachically can't answer. Why can't he answer halachically?
He's in the middle of something else.
Like Shmona Esrei. He's in the middle of Shmona Esrei. He's davening Shmona Esrei. The Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. He can't speak in the middle of Shmona Esrei. What can he do? Mechaven. So we have two individuals who have this ability to be Yotze with the Shomea Ka'one. What does it appear according to Rashi? Is this an ideal or is this simply a lack of alternative?
It seems like the
one. Like the lad. If we have a person who can say a refrain, he should say the refrain. That's the L'chatchila. When you have an individual who can't say the refrain, either for a physical halachic reason, then we have a heter for him to be yotze via Shomea Ka'one. Namely, the whole din of Shomea Ka'one, according to Rashi, appears to be this b'dievet halacha. Yes?
But how is he able to say v'shem Hashem? Like Rashi, he's not able to say Baruch Haba. He says he doesn't know the words and he can't answer.
No. Nowadays we're all b'kiyim. We can say everything. But we have an echo of an original minhag. Originally, there were people who were able to be Yotzei Baruch Haba by not saying anything. And therefore, we don't say anything. B'Shem Hashem is not a refrain. B'Shem Hashem is a continuity. We're missing two words in Hallel. We have a din of Gomer Sahallel. These two words were Yotzei via Shomea Ka'one. And this is to explain that there is such a halacha that b'di'evet, if someone cannot speak, he can be Yotzei Shomea Ka'one. Is that true, that Shomea Ka'one is a b'dievet? Right, what's going on? According to the Rambam, who says the bracha of Hallel? And how are we Yotze? Shomea Ka'one. What happened to, is this a b'dievet or chatchila? According to the Gra, what should be the din in Hallel? what should be the din, one person saying the bracha and everyone being yotze. Rova madras melech. Isn't that shomea ka'ona? Namely, how can Rashi over here explain shomea ka'ona as the bidyeved if it's clear, l'chora, both according to Chachmei Sfarad and Chachmei Ashkenaz, that l'chora is, that at least in Hallel, it's better that one person say the bracha and everyone else listen and be yotze shomea ka'ona. So this problem is already raised by the Kesef Mishnah within the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, or if you want, I'm sorry, I skipped one source. There is a Gemara in Brachos Nugimel Amid Beis that Rav told his son Chia that if he has two alternatives, benching, being mezamein, or listening and answering amen, which should he choose? He should choose what?
Say the bracha.
To say the bracha. However, even though Rav told Chia that, but Rav Yossi said, Godol ha'ona amen yosir min ha'mavarach. And the Gemara says that this is a machlokes tanoim. So how can you have a machlokes tanoim? If answering Shemea ka'ona is only bidyeved, why would there be a machlokes tanoim on what you should do? So kanere, that's something is fishy over here. What's going on? So the Rambam says, Kol hashomeya brachos min habrachos mitchilasa ad sofa v'niskaven lotzeis bo yedei chovaso yotza afal pishelo ana amen v'chol ha'one amen achar mevarech hareze kemevarech. What's going on over here? Is answering, is listening to a bracha and being yotze, is that l'chatchil or b'di'evet? The Rambam starts off, it's b'di'evet. If he's been skiving lotzeis ba yotza, and then he says kol an omed achar mevarach harezek mevarach, it's lechatchila.
Depends whether or not you said omed.
Ah, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. V'im tomar al korchach niskaven lotzeis askina im kein maikom mashmalan ba'one omen ha'afilu lo ana omen hashmin rabbeinu di yotza v'yeshlamar de kishen niskaven v'lo ana omen yotza lo kemevarach. Namely, that there are tzvei dinim, there are two lachos in Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona without Amen is b'di'evet. Shomea Ka'ona with Amen is l'chatchila. And then everything is fine. Rashi is talking about a Shomea Ka'ona without Amen. Right? We're dealing with it. Those are the techetimses of Rashi. He can't speak. Either he's an Amal Aretz, he can't speak. He's in the middle of Shmon Esri, he can't speak. So a Shomea Tfilo without any Amen, that's B'di'evet. The Gemara, which speaks about the fact that maybe Kol Ha'ona Amen Kimavarach, that the Amen, that already turns it into a Chatchila. And Hu Adin, the Bracha of Hallel. In other words, that they're going to answer Amen. And that will turn it into a L'Chatchila. Barov HaMahadras Melech would be with an Amen. That would make it a L'Chatchila. The problem with this is that l'chora we have a stira in the Rambam, and here we move over to Aryeh. Aryeh, what did you want to ask about Birkas Hamazon?
Should one person say it, does the leader and everyone listen?
So what does the Rambam distinguish between? How many people do we have? The Rambam says shnayim she'ochlu ke'echad, then l'chatchila kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo. Im haya echad mehem yodea ve'echad eine yodea, ze shi yodea mevarech bekol ram, v'hasheni omer amen achar kol bracha u'bracha, v'yotze yodei chavaso. That here we have a Rambam, which deals with amen, which we said according to the Rambam is l'chatchila, but what does the Rambam say over here? B'di'evet. It's b'di'evet. Hilchos Tfila, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Aserabim Yudei Chovasan. Ketzad, B'shoa Shu Mispalol V'hein Shomim V'onim Amen Achar Kol Bracha U'Bracha, Harehim Kimispalolim. That's great. However, Medra Amurim, Kisheni Yodea Lispalol. Avo Yodea, Eino Yotzi Yudei Chovaso Ela B'Tfilas Atzmo, he can't use the Amen. Ayin Amen is Arayu Kimavarech. Namely, that what? How do we understand the Rambam in Birkas HaMazon and Tfila? If the Rambam's principle is that whenever you have Amen, that's Kimavarech, that's a Lechatchila, why does the Rambam turn it into a B'dievet in Birkas HaMazon and turn it into a no-go in Hilchos Tfila? What is clear in the Rambam? What is clear in the Rambam about the nature of Birkas HaMazon and Shmoneh Esrei? that, that even though we have a dinner shamea ka'one in Birkas Hamazon and Shmon Esrei, is it the same as the shamea ka'one b'chol Torah kula or not?
No.
No. Okay. So it's clear in the Rambam is that we have two types of shamea ka'one. B'chol ha'Torah kula, in the world of Hallel, in the world of Megillah, in the world of Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaNehenin, if you don't answer Amen, b'di'evet. If you answer Amen, it's l'chatchila. However, Birkas HaMazon and Tefillah are unique. What is the uniqueness of Birkas HaMazon and Tefillah? What din do we have in Birkas HaMazon? When you have a group,
Zimun.
You have a Zimun. What din do we have in Shmona Esrei when you have a group? You have a Tfilas HaTzibur. Namely that in the two of these, the person who is being motzi is not Stam, an individual from who you can link into a Shamea Ka'one. What is his role?
He's the Shrach.
He's the Shliach Tzibur. The Mezamein is the Shliach Tzibur. So when we have a Mezamein, and when we have a mezamein, and when we have a shliach tzibur, in achinami, it's the din of shomea ka'ona, but it has different criteria than the classic shomea ka'ona. It has different criteria. When you have the shlosha she'achlu ke'echad, so then we require hein onin amin achar kol bracha ubracha. If you would have shnayim she'ochlin ke'echad, that's not, in other words, where we don't have the proper context, and therefore, even if Amen is answered, where it's this is not the classic Shamea Ka'ona, it's only a Yotza, it's not Kimivarech. The only time that you have Kimivarech is when you have a Zimun. When you have a Zimun and Amen, then you have Kimivarech. In terms of the Shliach Tzibur, it becomes even more radical that when you have an Eino Baki, then the Amen will turn it into a Kemevarech. When you have a Baki, then we don't have such a principle of Shlichus. And so the Amen is not going, even them is not going to help. Namely that we have a rule within of Shemea Tefillah B'chol HaTorah Kula, and there we distinguish between a lack of Amen which is B'dievet and an Amen which is Chaktila. And we have two unique categories, two unique situations, of Birkas HaMazon, where we have a din of Zimun, and of Shmona Esrei, where we have a din of Shliach Tzibur, that have different rules. They have different rules.
I understand. Why is there different rules for Zimun, for a Birkas HaMazon only two people? There's no din in Zimun for only two people.
And because there's no, because Birkas HaMazon was meant to be said b'Zimun. Birkas HaMazon was meant to be said b'Zimun. That is the ideal Birkas HaMazon. Of creating a Zimun. Anything less than a Zimun is going to automatically be B'dievet. And therefore, it's going to automatically be B'dievet via a Shamea Ka'one. The Shamea Ka'one, even with an Amen, is going to be B'dievet unless you have three. And therefore, if you have two, it's better that each of them say their own Birkas HaMazon. You're not, in other words, that to listen to someone else's is a B'dievet. In Shmona Esrei, we don't even have that level of B'dievet. We don't even have that level of B'dievet. Okay, we'll start next time. We said on Monday we'll have Shira at 9:15 in the Midrashiyah, if that's okay. What do I want to mention? I'll give at Marah Mekomos. We'll begin to see, are there any other exceptions? Are there any other cases where we're going to say that Amen is not Kimavarech? So I sent you to a Ramban in the beginning of Brachos. That's what I'm looking for in the Ramban. And then what we haven't dealt with at all yet, that really is a very, very important sugya, probably Rav Bednarsh would have dealt with it first, is what is the ofi? What is the nature of Shomea Ke'one? What is the Kaf Adimion over here, the Shomea Ke'one? How does it work? And what nafgaminas would there be in terms of how it works? So that we'll deal with Lina there next time.
Okay. Yeah, so how to deal with.